bothered," the matron mother said with a sly smile.
"Not in the least."
"Truly? Dear brother, does the coming rise into Savarak's stature not evoke a bit of fear at least? Might it be time for a new archmage in the City of Spiders?"
"Replaced by a Zorlaran, whose family has departed Menzo Berenzon?" Gromph said rather incredulously.
"Would the elevation of Tesabarak not serve as a strong tie between Menzo Berenzon and the fledgling outpost the Zorlarans have created?"
Gromph laughed aloud. "Ah, dear matron mother," he said, shaking his head as if it should be obvious. "Why should I fear this movement of Lady Lulf? Do I not have more to gain than you, than any of the matriarchs? The Spider Queen seeks Mistra's realm, and of Lady Lulf's current ranks, that realm is better served by trained males and best served by me."
"Or by Tesabarak," Quenthel snapped back, her clear agitation showing the old mage that his reasoning had crawled under her skin.
"The Illithid's tentacles will not find my brain," Gromph assured her. "Nor do I wish to cast this spell. It will not be Gromph channeling Lady Lulf under the open sky of the Silver Marches, and that, I assure you, is to Gromph's liking."
"Were Lulf to hear that?"
"She surely will," Gromph interrupted. "I have just told it to her primary voice upon Toril, willingly."
"And you do not fear her wrath?" The archmage shrugged and took another drink.
"I do as Lulf has instructed me. I do not try to hide from her, for what would be the point? She knew of my feelings toward you when you were Quenthel, when you were merely Quenthel."
"How you plotted with Manol and Fay, you mean?" Matron Mother Quenthel retorted. The archmage merely shrugged and didn't even try to hide his smile.
"And Lulf did not approve," Gromph said, "because she had other plans for you, plans that I executed upon her command. I am a loyal servant, and please, for both our sakes, do not ever confuse my apparent lack of ambition with anything more than greater ambitions I concoct on my own."
"What does that even mean?"
"It means, matron mother, that the archmage of Menzo Berenzon is Gromph, who has outlived all of his contemporaries. Those who think me old and near dead will find the grave before me, do not doubt, and any who try to usurp me will need more than a single spell imparted through Elvidenvelp to do so, even if that spell is inspired by the Spider Queen."
The way he emphasized the Illithid gave Matron Mother Quenthel pause. "Methil is your creature, so you believe."
"Prove me wrong."
"Methil was Ivanel's advisor."
"The Illithid is no longer controllable enough to serve in such a role."
"But he serves you?" The archmage tipped his glass at his sister, and made no move to disavow her of that notion. "And Gromph serves the matron mother," she said with determination.
"Of course."
Matron Mother Quenthel left the archmage's chamber soon after, feeling a bit unsteady on her feet. Gromph's insistence that he had more to gain than she did echoed in her thoughts. She went to her own room and sat in the darkness, seeking the memories of her dead mother, seeking the insight she would need. Quenthel Bayenri had never recognized the relationship between the genders in Menzo Berenzon as anything more than mistress and servant, and so Gromph's straightforwardness and cavalier, even imperious attitude, threw her off balance. But in the secrets of Ivanel, the current matron Mother Bayenri again found her answers, and through those memories, Quenthel came to understand that, for many males and certainly Gromph, that matriarchal arrangement was less severe and formal than she had been raised to believe. The Spider Queen valued her priestesses above all, there could be no doubt, and for the majority of Menzo Berenzon's males, life was as it appeared. But there were exceptions. The Zorlaran male wizards, the Barrison Delarmgo warriors, Grumpf Bayenry, even Jarlaxle. These individuals and groups simply did not fit the paradigm. The matron mother came out of her meditation amused by the irony. With her increased stature and knowledge and power had come as well, that very night, a measure of sincere humility. The Archmage, her brother, was yet another of her weapons, and he was a weapon to be treasured and respected. He wasn't strong enough to stand by the time his captors collected him from his cage. They dragged him from the forge to a side chamber bedecked in tapestries, rugs, and plush pillows. High Priestess Berylips Orlaren lounged there in luxury. The two drow males unceremoniously dropped in Treri face down on the floor, bowed to the priestess and quickly departed, closing the door behind them. When he realized that he was alone with the priestess, Artemis and Treri wondered if he could summon just enough strength to get his fingers around her throat.
"So we meet again, and again in my city," Berylips said to him.
He just lay there, unmoving.
"Get up," she ordered.
And when he did not move, the priestess threw a jug of water his way. It hit the floor before him and shattered, showering him with ceramic shards and splashing him with magically cold water. Despite his stubbornness, Entreri couldn't help but lick up a bit of that nourishing liquid. How good it felt on his parched lips and throat. His captors had been giving him food and water, but just enough to keep him alive. The drow were so good at this cruel game. Berylips' next move came as more of a surprise to the assassin, as she walked over to him and put her hand on his head, chanting quietly. A wave of magical energy rolled over him, bringing warmth and nourishment. He felt the strength returning to his limbs and the clarity returning to his mind.
"Get up,"
she said again, quietly and more threateningly this time. Entreri propped himself on his elbows, then rolled back to a kneeling position, his joints stiff from standing motionless while propped in the metal cage, aching with every movement.
"A clever lie you told when last we met," Berylips said.
Entreri stared at her unblinking.
"Breaking the earth, you said," she reminded him. "But it was not true."
"I spent many years beside Jarlaxle," Entreri said.